Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good morning from the 1250 AM The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, Week 8 kicked off last night of the NFL season with Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and an Atlanta defense that allowed just 3 points in the second half as the visitors, the Atlanta Falcons, defeat the Panthers on Thursday night 25-17. 281 yards through the air for Matt Ryan. He also rushed for a touchdown. Julio Jones caught 7 passes for 137 yards. And Atlanta has now won 2 out of their last 3 games after an 0-5 start to the season. Packers continue to get set for their Week 8 matchup with the 1-5 Vikings this Sunday at Lambeau Field. Kickoff at noon will have the Green and Gold postgame show to follow with Bill Michaels and former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. Clemson Tigers quarterback Trevor Lawrence has tested positive for COVID-19. He will not be available for Saturday's game against Boston College. In the world of baseball, Major League Baseball, Tony La Russa, the Hall of Famer, who won a World Series with the Oakland A's, 2 more with the St. Louis Cardinals, returning to manage the Chicago White Sox. Meanwhile, the Detroit Tigers have made progress in finalizing a deal with former Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Hinch in the AP has reported that with $15 million for the mutual option in 2021, the Brewers have declined their option on Ryan Braun. There's a $4 million buyout on that contract. Read more online, 1250amthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1250 AM The Fan. Coming up, hour number 3 of the Bart Winkler Morning Show, taking your Packers-Vikings predictions, 414-799-1250. What concerns you, if anything, about this Minnesota team?
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Oh, yeah, baby, it's a weird and wacky Friday. Yeah. Halloween weekend, but you can't trick or treat. People are still gonna do it anyway.
Not at my house. I don't got any candy.
Yeah, I don't either. My kid last year in his first Halloween went as a skeleton.
Yeah.
This year he's a pumpkin.
Yep.
I think we're just going to keep the tradition of generic Halloween costumes going. I'm going to go, he's going to be a vampire next year, I think.
You got to go mummy.
Mummy.
Yep.
What's your best Halloween costume? 414-799-1250. I had a Will Ferrell run for a while. I went as Anchorman with the red suit. I went as the night I met my wife, I went as more cowbell guy, Gene, from the SNL skit. My go-to costume, I did it a couple of years, was Robert Goulet. When Will Ferrell would be Robert Goulet.
I was never a big Halloween guy. I never really dressed up. In college, I started, I mean, it was always my favorite holiday. In college, Halloween is undefeated. It's my favorite night of the year, my favorite weekend of the year.
Oh, yeah, we'd go to Madison. It was a disaster.
Then when I got out of college, I tried to go back to Western and then U of I for like the first 2 years, you know, when you're like mid-20s, but you're like not ready to give up the college life and you still got loser buddies that are like in their eighth year of college that aren't going to be doctors. So you go visit them and you're like, wow, I'm old. These kids are like way too young for me to be hanging out with. I'm that guy. I'm like Trip McNeely or whatever his name is and Can't Hardly Wait. The character that Jerry O'Connell
yeah.
plays, and he's back at the party, you know, and they're like, what are you doing here? You're in college, man. That's how I felt whenever I'd go back and visit the colleges, but it was my favorite time, but I never really dressed up. One year I was Slash from Guns N' Roses, and then one year I was, I needed a costume last minute, so I wore my Ken Griffey Jr. jersey backwards, my jeans backwards, and I went as Crisscross. Crisscross will make you jump, jump, which was a great idea until I got to the bar and had to take a leak and then had to like unzip my pants at the urinal. And I was like, oh, this is like, I had to do it like I was like a 4-year-old where you just drop your pants and then everybody's looking at me. But yeah, I was never really big into costumes, you know?
Okay.
Unless I'm role playing.
Real quick.
Like I'll do doctor, nurse, you know, that.
When you're wearing jeans.
Backwards?
No, forwards.
I haven't done it in like 3 years.
I mean, either. But yeah. And you're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you use the zipper and then put it through?
No, hell no. I saw something about Mary and that ruined that.
Yeah, okay, because I never did that either.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't, like, pull my pants all the way down.
No,
but
right.
No, we don't need to talk about this. But no, I don't do that. Oh, God, no, no.
799-1250.
How do you go to the bathroom?
Tim in Tulsa, what was your favorite Halloween costume?
Well, it's Friday, fellas. Good morning.
Nice.
You know, any short skirt is always appreciated.
Ayo.
From a young girl, but that's one of my favorites.
Not too young, Tim. Please.
No.
He means like 22, 23.
Yeah, we know what Tim means.
Jesus.
So my biggest fear for the Minnesota game is if we lose, do we have to spend the week talking Horvey down from the ledge on how this team is so dysfunctional?
Oh, if they lose to Minnesota, yes. It'll probably
If they lose to Minnesota, it's going to be a full Monday of bitching about the draft.
Yeah, I know. And it's still the team. It's the loss. It's the win. You know, like I said, I called back a couple weeks ago when I knew the Tampa Bay thing was going to happen, and it did. And that's okay, but we did spend the week trying to talk Horvey down from the ledge of this is the worst team ever and how do they have all these holes, and it's like, all right, we'll be there. They're going to lose another game in the season. I don't think it's going to be against the Minnesota team. But anyways, I hope you guys have a great Halloween weekend.
I hope you have a beautiful weekend, Tim.
Nicely played, sir.
Yeah. See ya. You want to defend yourself, bud?
About what?
Everything Tim just said about you?
That if they lose to the Vikings, I'll be upset and say that they got some holes. Not really, because it's the truth.
No, that they're going to be the worst team ever.
I mean, I'm actually the one that has money on the Packers winning the Super Bowl and had to shave my head because I predicted that they were going to beat the Niners last year. So, no, I don't think I have to defend myself.
You think they're going to lose to the Niners next week?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Next week, no.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night on the road. At San Francisco, right?
Yeah.
No, I think they win that game. I think that's a game that they probably – I hate the bulletin board material, but you know that that's one that they've had circled. The way that they lost to the Niners not once but twice last season. Got clubbed in the regular season. I said, well, even if they lose in the playoffs in the NFC title game, they'll play much better. And they actually played worse, I would argue.
I mean, is anybody else overlooking this Viking game and thinking about Thursday already?
I you know what? I think it's going to be a closer game than many expect, mainly because I go off of what Las Vegas says. And looking at this line, you know, the Packers were 6.5-point favorites.
Windy, yeah.
Now tonight, today, the Packers are only 6-point favorites. So some sharp money coming in on the Vikings to cover the spread. I don't think they win the game outright, but I think that it might be a closer game than we expect. I really hope it doesn't come down to a field goal, because I don't know who the hell the field goal kicker is going to be.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Mason Crosby with an injury. We'll talk more about what the Packers could do coming up in a couple of minutes here. 414-799-1250. But I'm overlooking this game.
If they lose to Minnesota, I'm not coming in to work on Monday. You're doing 5 a.m.
That is fine. I will take that.
Because I will be very angry. You can't lose to this Vikings team. I mean, they're pretty much giving up on the year. Now, the one thing about this week is this will be for Minnesota. This will be their Super Bowl. You know, I mean, they're selling parts, trying to sell parts.
Yeah, but do they even care that much to get up for this game?
They may. I don't know. To beat Green Bay, Mike Zimmer. I mean, if anything, Mike Zimmer right now is kind of coaching for his job. He's on the hot seat, and rightfully so. I think he's a good coach, but, I mean, which is crazy. The NFL is nuts. It's like, what have you done for me lately, obviously. But look at last year. I can't stand Bill O'Brien, but the Texans realistically should have won a playoff game last year. I mean, they had a big lead on Kansas City, the eventual Super Bowl champions, got off to a rough start. Bill O'Brien lost his job as both GM and head coach. This year, I mean, Minnesota's a disaster, and, you know, it was kind of a disastrous offseason because Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, I mean, it doesn't seem like they love playing with Kirk Cousins. I mean, Thielen was yelling at him on the sidelines a couple weeks back because he wanted the football more. And then you'd remember, obviously, I mean, Kirk Cousins had to go on a radio show on his podcast or whatever it was last year and apologize to Stephon Diggs for not getting him the football. And then they said goodbye to Stephon Diggs in the offseason. Now, I like Justin Jefferson, but I'd like Justin Jefferson a lot more if he was playing with Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen catching balls from Kirk Cousins. But still, I mean, they won a playoff game. They beat the New Orleans Saints, who was everybody's darling Super Bowl pick in the NFC last year. And then they got beat, and, you know, now they get off to this start, and Mike Zimmer, who's been a good coach and taking this team to the playoffs, is now on the hot seat. That's how crazy the NFL is. It's like, you got to meet expectations. Except for, I guess, I just ask for too much for my team to have expectations and win a Super Bowl. Everybody's just fine enjoying the ride and getting to the playoffs and winning 11 and 12 games and then getting clubbed by the best team in the NFC. Well, you never really should have been in there anyway. Why? You have Aaron Rodgers. Look at all the money he's making. Why should they not be there?
Well, I am overlooking this game. I did it the first time they played the Vikings. I've overlooked every win the Packers have had so far. I've pretty much overlooked because I expect them to go out and win this football game. I'm overlooking it so much that Ryan Horvath, who has a lot of the producer duties for this program, said, "Mr. Winkler, sir, I'd like to book you a Minnesota guest to go behind enemy lines and get an eye on the enemy, sir." And I said, "Don't do it. I don't want to talk to anyone Vikings."
And I said, "It's my favorite segment of the week. I love when all the shows, I love when not only do we have one Vikings guest, but we'll get like Paul Allen, and then we'll get like the Scorn North boys, and then we get the K-Fan boys, and then we just get like Jesse the Body Ventura, and we really break down this 1-6 Vikings team more than anybody. In fact, we're breaking down Nebraska football today."
Right, and they're not.
Why?
Even,
I don't
not
know.
Even playing them.
Yeah, who the hell even knows when Nebraska plays again?
I said, I don't want to talk to a Viking fan because I know everything there is to know about the Vikings.
And I said, "Au contraire, mon frère, I don't think you do."
Well, why don't you ask me, and I'll tell you what our guest would have told you.
All right, we bring in now here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Smart Schminkler, who covers the Minnesota Vikings for scorenorth.com.org. Smart, this Minnesota team, tons of talent, but only one win on the season. Do you think head coach Mike Zimmer has lost the locker room?
That's the thing. It's been a crazy year, and thanks for having me on. It's good to be here. I don't know about lost the locker room. I know that Kirk Cousins has been disappointing, and you know Mike Zimmer's a good coach. They're just not playing. They've had the Delvin Cook injury, and I finally learned how to pronounce Yannick Ngakoue before they traded him, and you know Justin Jefferson and Kai Forbath.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you brought up, and again, Smart Schminkler joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. This is the Ryan Horvath Show, 6 to 10 here on 1250 AM, The Fan. You can also catch us on the radio.com app, which is free. So, Smart, Kirk Cousins has never thrown more than 13 interceptions in a season. He's thrown 10 already this season. That puts him on pace for 27. Where do you go from here with Kirk Cousins? You're committed to him. You gave him all that money. Where do you go from here with Kirk Cousins? Do you expect him to turn it around? And is he the problem with this team?
He certainly thanks for asking me 9 questions in one question.
It's a loaded question, sir.
He's certainly not Aaron Rodgers. I know you guys are pretty spoiled over there with Aaron Rodgers. But I think Kirk Cousins, you know, they gave him all that guaranteed money, and they got to figure out, is this going to be the year that they move on from him? He has been very disappointing. He's had some big moments, but these interceptions, they need to cut down on them.
Yes, they do, sir. On pace again for 27 interceptions this season. Delvin Cook was back at practice. He's expected to be ready for the Green Bay game, but he's dealing with an injured groin. He has actually not played since straining that groin, running a route back on October 4th in a loss to Seattle. What do you expect from him this week? Full workload, or is he just going to be out there really as a decoy?
Well, I just I think that he's going to play. We'll see. I know Alexander Mattison's been good. He's somebody they like. Mike Boone behind them. While you have me on here with the Wisconsin audience, I just want to say that while we have 10,000 lakes and we say we're the land of 10,000 lakes, technically we have 11,842 lakes. The DNR came up with that. We say we're the land of 10,000 lakes. Did you know that your state, Wisconsin, actually has 15,000 lakes? So we say we're the land of lakes. You actually have more lakes. So our whole image in Minnesota, where I live and am from, is meaningless. And I have sports teams that are trash. They tried to contract my baseball team. My hockey team left. Now people only like the Wild when it's the playoffs. They always get bounced in the first round. What else? The Vikings are trash. We still celebrate. Bud Grant could coach this team better than Mike Zimmer. And the Timberwolves haven't been good since 2001. Minnesota football's trash.
Well, you guys got P.J. Fleck, though. He rows the boat.
Well, yeah, P.J. Fleck.
You're going to win tonight, Minnesota is. 19-point favorites. Really quick, while I got you on the line, Justin Jefferson has been one bright spot for this team.
Right.
Now, as here in Green Bay, we have been told you can only trade up in the draft if you are going to select a quarterback from Utah State. However, you guys actually got the 22nd pick to take Justin Jefferson as part of a trade because you wanted Justin Jefferson, so you traded up to get him even though you didn't have the 22nd pick in the draft. How does that work? I was told you could only trade up to take quarterbacks of the future, instant playmakers who, through six games already this season, have 537 yards receiving 28 receptions and three touchdowns.
You trade to get anybody. It doesn't even have to be a quarterback.
Oh, really?
Especially if you have one.
Oh.
And the Packers should have traded for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Look, we just figured out how to do the draft here. Remember the year that we didn't get our pick in?
Yeah.
So we don't know what the hell's going on. And we still realize that you could draft Justin Jefferson.
All right, don't care. So anyway, we've went through everything with Minnesota. Give us a prediction this week.
Oh, I'm going to take Minnesota 35 and the Packers 12.
Oh, one more thing. What the hell does skull mean? See, skull to me means a cheap bottle of vodka that that was all I could afford in college. But then one night, I made what was known as jungle juice and vomited for four straight days and woke. Never mind. But what is skull?
It doesn't mean anything. We stole it from Iceland.
Oh, okay. And the horn. Where did the horn come from?
I don't have anything funny to say.
Okay.
Are you going to let me go or?
Hold on.
Okay. Did you tweet out a picture of me before the interview?
No. I had to answer a direct message from another listener. He said, get this piece of junk off of the air. Packers will roll by 40. Really quick while I got you on the line, what's going on with the Twins?
I don't know. Bomba Squad.
Mm. All right. Well, hey, that was Schmar Schminkler. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You could find his work online as he is somewhere on there.
Purple Nurple Daily.
There you go.
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash.
The season's on the line. Two receivers left and right.
Now he fires over the middle.
Snap good. Spot down. Walsh's kick is up.
McCown takes the snap. He steps up.
Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
And it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding?
He's all by himself, fires into the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! No!
It was intercepted by Tracy Porter, near side to the 40, and John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line.
No!
The season can't end like that. He missed it left.
No!
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
No!
And the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte.
Why do you even ponder passing?
Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal.
I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal.
No!
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs. No!
The heralded Paul Allen Megamix. My request. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 1250 AM, The Fan. Got an email here from Mark. He says, hey guys, love the show. Is there going to be a Green and Gold postgame show this week? As a matter of fact, there is, and there will be one every week after the game.
After?
Check us out right here on The Fan, also the radio.com app. He says, Bart, I've enjoyed you since you started way back in 2014. Your takes have been incredible and hilarious. Sometimes you try to get attention too much, although I guess that is your job, because if you don't get attention, then I guess you don't have a job, LOL. But I wanted to ask you, you used to have Paul Allen on your show a lot. Now he seems to be on the other shows. Why don't you have Paul Allen on your show? And I can answer that for you, Mark. Thanks for the email.
Yeah, you take this one.
I had Paul Allen on the show a lot. Every time they played the Viking.
Yeah.
I would have Paul Allen on.
Yep.
And then I went to Vegas. The Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. I was out in Vegas. And I stayed at a hotel casino called The Link.
Yeah, yeah. I always, you know what? I'll do like a night there and then I'll go to Caesars. But The Link is nice and cheap.
Link's all right.
I hate the showers there. I always get water all over the place. They try to get like too like futuristic, and you can't like just shut the shower.
I don't quite recall the shower. I spent most of my time on the Harley Davidson slot machine on the casino floor.
Yeah, this is one of the, see, this is the trip when I stayed at The Link the last time. I actually went with my wife and not my buddies. And it's weird, but I actually remember that trip. When I go with my friends, I don't have any recollection.
So I saw Paul Allen.
PA.
Because the Vikings, this was the year after the Minneapolis Miracle or whatever the hell they call it.
Is that the Stephon Diggs one?
Yeah, okay. And then they lost, and then the Eagles went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So Paul Allen was in Vegas. He went to Vegas for the Super Bowl, as I did. And I see him playing blackjack, and it's like 6:30 in the morning. And he's playing blackjack with a couple of his buddies or whatever. So I walk by, and I say, hey, that's Paul Allen. I should say hi. He's on my show twice a year, and he has been for the last 4 years. I'm going to say hi to this guy. I didn't want to approach him at the table. So I played some slots over here, and I played some slots over there, and I walked by again. And as I walked by, he was getting up.
Uh-oh.
I thought, well, this is a perfect time. I'm going to go and say hi to Paul. And I said, hey, Paul Allen, I'm Bart Winkler. And he, like, looked like, oh, my God, I got recognized. This sucks.
Yeah.
He looked like that.
Yeah, yeah, because he's just trying to gamble.
Right. And right. I just wanted to say hi. And so I said hi to him, and he like paid me to go away.
Well, the man may have been down money. Like, you know, maybe you're down a couple stacks and then you got some schmuck like, hey, man, I interview you once a year.
Twice.
And, you know, like when you come in the morning, sometimes you could tell I'm in a bad mood because I, you know, played too many props. And even though I won all my sides last night, still somehow managed to lose money. So then, you know, I understand. So how's it finished, though?
Well, he paid me to go away.
He really paid you.
I said, hey, the conversation went like this.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul Allen, I'm Bart Winkler.
You called him by his first and last
name. Hey, Paul, I'm Bart Winkler. We talk twice a year. I'm in Vegas too, obviously. How's your night going? He says, oh, not that good. Here you go, kid.
Shut up.
He gave me a dollar chip.
Shut up.
From The Link.
And you said, what am I supposed to do with this? And he said, buy a bullet and rent a gun? It's a Vegas vacation reference that I had to throw in there.
No, I still have the chip.
You should at least have him, like, sign it for you.
Yeah, he walked away. And then
this has not happened. I am having him on, damn it.
I thought, I'm not contacting this guy anymore.
Shut up. Did this really happen?
Yes.
He gave you a dollar to go away?
He gave me I assume it was to go away.
So how did the conversation like end? He was just like, did he
He's
really?
Like, here you go, kid. And I was like the kid who gets a
stop
jersey from Mean Joe Green in the Coke commercial.
But you're
I'm stunned.
But you're a girl. Yeah, you're a grown man.
Here you go, kid.
Shut up.
Now
I don't know if you're.
I have the chip. Do you want to see the chip?
Who are you in Vegas with?
In this story, I was alone. I was with my entire family.
Okay. And you see Paul Allen.
Saw Paul Allen.
Now you could tell, like,
voice of the Vikings.
So was he working his way back? Did he have chips next to him? Was he working his way back up at the table a little bit, or was he down big?
The read I got was he had a very tough night at the table.
See, I thought we just didn't have him because all of a sudden we have this rule where, like, we can't have Paul Allen and then Bill can. And so if I see that they get him first and I can't book him, even though he's, well, I thought he was our friend, but now I find out he hates you.
Are you kidding me?
No, I stopped booking them.
Actually, well,
the season can't end like that.
But I still. So let me see the last interaction I had with Paul Allen.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since. I've not talked
hey,
to him.
Hey, Paul,
since.
You mind jumping on with us to talk some Packers Vikings? And he said, is that the show with Bart Winkler, or as I call him, Bart Stinkler? No, actually can't. I'm going on with the Bill Michaels show. He actually has his own network, and I like Radio Joe way better than Bart, who bothered me when I was down 3 units in Las Vegas. Oh, my God. I didn't even.
Hey, my story's real. Don't try to paint the picture that my story's not real.
Actually, last time I wanted to have him on, he was like, can't do Wednesday. Can we do Thursday or something? I was like, I'm not here that day, so I don't care. I think Sam Schmitz was filling in for me. I was like, nah, we're good. That's too much work for me to have to, like, give him your number. And then he seems like the kind of guy, like.
Well, he'll be on later today, so stick around.
Yeah. He seems like the kind of guy, though, that you don't want to piss off, Paul Allen. I mean, listen to him in those clips that you continue to play. He's a fan. That's the one thing that I do like about Paul Allen, because I don't like anything that has to do with Minnesota, to be quite honest. Minus Rami, who was there for a cup of coffee. Like, I still like him. Everybody else. And who was that other guy, Judd or whatever, Judd Bushler?
Yeah, I like Judd Zulgad.
Yeah, Bushler I like, and then I like Mackey, Phil Mackey, too.
Phil Mackey's good.
Yeah, they seem to be good enough guys, but they're Vikings fans, so, you know.
Anything else I like about Minnesota?
Not really, right? The Mall of America, overrated, in my opinion.
My friend married a girl from Minnesota, and he lives there now, but they live on, like, the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So it's technically Wisconsin to me.
It's weird because, so when I was in Iowa, they're all Vikings fans.
Yeah.
And then there's St. Louis Cardinals fans. And I was like, how are you Vikings fans, but then you don't root for the Twins? I don't really understand Minnesota. The people are weird. But what I do like about Paul Allen is he's a broadcaster and he's a play-by-play guy, but he also does a radio show. So he's a worker. He works his ass off and he actually watches the game. He doesn't just show up, read a box score, and then read Pro Football Focus's advanced stats and pretend like he watched the game. So I do like that about him. And he's old school. But what I like about him is he's actually a fan. Like, you hear the heartbreak when Favre throws that interception. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I like that because people always tell me.
I like it too.
People call me a homer. Like I shouldn't be rooting for the team that we talk about. Yeah.
Why would you want to listen to someone that's
right.
not a homer?
Right. Exactly, man. That's why, like, you listen to, like, WFAN, our sister station out in New York. They're all Giants fans. They're all Yankees fans. Or they're Mets fans. You can't just go to another market. That'd be like us here at the Fan hiring Bears fans.
Well.
Oh, wait. That happens.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. The Packers could be without Mason Crosby. More on that coming up.
Blair Walsh from 27 yards left hash.
The season's on the line. Two receivers left and right.
Now he fires over the middle.
Snap good. Spot down. Walsh's kick is up.
McCown. Takes the snap. He steps up.
Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
And it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me?
He's all by himself. Fires into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. No.
It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line.
No.
The season can't end like that. He missed it left.
No!
You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
No!
And the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte.
Why do you even ponder passing?
Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal.
I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal.
No!
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs. No!
Sports Flash. Right now.
No! From the 1250 AM The Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones turned back the clock to 2015 yesterday, and Atlanta had a defense that allowed just 3 points in the second half. They win a game 25-17 over the Carolina Panthers on the road. Ryan threw for 281 yards, also rushed for a touchdown. Julio caught 7 balls for 137 yards, no touchdowns, of course, but Atlanta's won 2 of their last 3 games after an 0-5 start. Packers, meanwhile, continue to get set for their Week 8 matchup with the 1-5 last place Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff on Sunday is noon. Post-game coverage to follow here on The Fan, the Green and Gold post-game show with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson. Clemson announced yesterday Trevor Lawrence, their quarterback, has tested positive for COVID-19. He'll miss Saturday's game against Boston College. Meanwhile, in the world of baseball, the Brewers not going to pick up Ryan Braun's option. Tony La Russa, the Hall of Fame manager who won a World Series with the A's and two more with the Cardinals, is returning to manage the White Sox 34 years after they fired him. The Detroit Tigers have made progress in finalizing a deal with former Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And that's about all we got in the world of baseball. Read more online, 1250amthefan.com. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1250 AM The Fan. Coming up on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, Mason Crosby is going to potentially miss Sunday's game. Who's going to do the kickoffs? Who's going to kick field goals? We're going to try to figure that out. And coming up in the 9 a.m. hour, another round of trivia as I go for my third consecutive victory.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. No, Paul, I'm not. Three in a row, baby. All coming up, Bart Winkler Morning Show, next year on The Fan.
The season can't end like that!
AM The Fan. Good morning. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We'll have our picks coming up at 9 for the week. A little trivia, 9:30. Mason Crosby has played 234 consecutive games. 20 of those in the playoffs. He's in danger of missing Sunday's game. He popped up on the injury report on Wednesday. Hasn't practiced all week. Left calf / back is what they're saying. Again, I think this might be a case of an old guy just feeling an injury. I've talked about this. This happens. 2 weeks ago, my knee was shot. I couldn't move. I couldn't walk up and down the stairs. I was in severe pain. But I knew that when I woke up, it would be gone. And it was. My wife last week had a pain like that. She couldn't move. I said, we're getting old. I think that's what's happening maybe with Mason Crosby. He's 37 or something. So that happens. But whatever it is, it could make him miss this Sunday's game. And he's been in doubt of missing some games before, but it always seems to be. He always seems to play. So he does play.
Yeah. Last year, man, he took a beating on some of those kickoffs. He was getting drilled. And then they told him, I think, Mason, maybe you don't got to run down there on kickoff and try to make a play. He got blasted a couple times trying to make a tackle down the field. But, yeah, it's weird to see his name pop up on this injury report, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is very weird. And here's what's going to happen. There's a few scenarios. Either Crosby can play and he just does like extra points and field goals, which is really, can have J.K. Scott do the kickoffs, that's fine.
Yeah.
He could not play. J.K. Scott has been working on the field goal kicking this week. He's never attempted an extra point or a field goal in the league, but he did, in 4 years at Alabama, he did kick 4 field goals and made one, and he was 10 for 10 on extra points, which again in college are at the goal line and not the 35-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's the option of Nick Vogel. Nick Vogel, they've been working out kickers every week. Every week, the Packers fly in a kicker and work him out, and then he goes home. But yeah, they've been doing this every week. This week on the Wheel of Kickers was Nick Vogel. He went undrafted, spent some time in Ravens camp. He's from UAB. He worked out on Tuesday. So he's quarantining because they may have to keep him here. I'm sure he's getting paid for his time, or he's in a really nice hotel in Green Bay, the one or two that they can find. But he's quarantining in case they need him. So it could be Nick Vogel. Nick Vogel could be your kicker on Sunday. It's either going to be Mason Crosby, J.K. Scott, or Nick Vogel. And the fact that we're here on Friday talking about this.
Right.
It may be Nick Vogel. And that's going to be, as weird as it is to see somebody else that's not Aaron Rodgers take snaps over the last 15 years,
It's going to be insanely weird to see somebody else kick a field goal that's not Mason Crosby.
Yeah, I think it'll be more weird because injuries happen in football, you know. So Rodgers has dealt with injuries, collarbones and leg injuries, but we've never seen really Mason Crosby. I mean, how often do kickers get hurt? More recently, kickers have, for some reason, started to get injured more. Like, have you noticed that? The teams are on their second kicker, third kicker. It's weird to see Mason Crosby's name pop up on this list, and it'll be even weirder seeing anybody besides him kick field goals. Like, I remember last year, for some reason, people wanted Sam Ficken to win that job. Didn't you want Ficken to win that job for a short period of time? Kicking with Ficken?
No.
Sticking with Ficken?
No.
Somebody did. I don't remember who it was. But it's going to be really weird seeing anybody besides Mason Crosby kick field goals. Probably weirder, actually, than seeing anybody take snaps besides Aaron Rodgers, just because we've seen that. We've seen, unfortunately, we've seen it too much. Brett Hundley, Scott Tolzien, Matt Flynn. So it'll be weird if he's unable to play. I think Crosby plays on Friday.
Whoever kicks, it's going to be challenging. The wind gust is going to be at least 20 miles an hour, could get up to 40.
Yep.
So you're going to be kicking in a windstorm, and at Lambeau, it's going to swirl around a little bit too. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but that's something you do want to watch. Check out for the injury report. We'll post it a little later in the afternoon. On Fridays, the Packers have their designations about who's questionable, who's doubtful, who's out. And I would guess at this point, Crosby will be questionable, and we'll see and go from there. Some NFL news that we want to bring your way because it could affect what David Bakhtiari ends up making. Ronnie Stanley, left tackle, Baltimore Ravens, who went first round in my trenches league.
Yeah.
For those that haven't heard, I'm in a trenches fantasy football league, offensive and defensive linemen only, because any real football fan knows that those are the most important positions. You do not win a game if you lose in the trenches.
You don't?
I actually have that painted above my bed, and I look at it every night before I fall asleep. You do not win a game unless you win in the trenches.
That is how I make my Super Bowl pick heading into the playoffs.
Trenches?
Though. No, best. Yeah, well, yeah, best offensive line, best defensive line. And I'm being serious. If you can protect the quarterback and you get after the quarterback.
I'm being serious, too.
The Chiefs last year.
These quarterbacks, they get all the attention. Defensive backs with their flair. The real football players are the beef eaters on that offensive line.
You know, football coaches especially love offensive line play.
And I mean,
rightfully so. I remember going to two-a-days with my family, with my grandpa, and he'd always be like, now watch how the tackle, watch how this guard pulls.
Oh, God.
Running the double wing offense.
Porn to me.
But yeah, man, he was really into it. And at the time, I was like, Grandpa, I want to play quarterback. And he's like, just watch.
Everybody goes goo-goo gaga over Patrick Mahomes' sidearm throw. Bro, have you seen David Bakhtiari where he places his hands on the chest of a defensive lineman?
So you're being a smartass, and I'm being serious.
I am, absolutely. I'm the one in the trenches league.
All right. So do you get points, like, for the defensive lineman? Do you get points for, like, swim move? Or just do they got to get after the quarterback? So just rush, hurries, sacks?
Yeah, tackles for loss, quarterback hits.
Okay.
You get penalized for penalties.
Roughing the quarterback. Remember the year when roughing the quarterback was called every single time the quarterback got hit?
That was dumb.
You know what I hate about the NFL? Not a whole lot. But the one complaint I have is that pass interference should be the same for every single quarterback. The game against Tampa Bay, Rodgers was taking some vicious hits. If you even breathe on Tom Brady, he still gets the roughing penalty every single time. And then remember the year that like they couldn't like figure out how to officiate different quarterbacks? Like Cam Newton liked to run with the football. So if he got out of the pocket, you were allowed to like helmet to helmet hit him. You do whatever you want. But if Matt Ryan gets out of the pocket and like gets breathed on, then that was a flag. That's the only like complaint that I have. It should be the same for every single quarterback. I get Lamar Jackson's a running quarterback, but you shouldn't be able to just, you know, drill him if you can't do it to Brady.
So Ronnie Stanley, who again went first round in my trenches league, it's a 5-year, $98 million extension with Baltimore.
Over Bakhtiari.
He's a left tackle. So this deal has $70 million in guarantees. It is for $19.75 a season. So that's the price for David Bakhtiari in that range.
Yep.
$70 million guaranteed, about $20 million per.
So Corey Linsley is as good as gone because you're not going to be able to bring back Corey Linsley and
God,
David Bakhtiari.
So much money.
It is, but you got to pay it. In fact,
they deserve it. The game's won in the trenches, so.
I know the Packers don't like to do deals in season, but this is one I would just probably just try to get done right now. Because, I mean, what is there to consider? He's the best tackle in football. He protects Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is only getting older. You know, he's not Aaron Rodgers from 2013-14 that uses his legs all the time. You know, does it concern you, though, a little bit that, like, so last week against a bad defense in Houston with, you know, really no pass rush. I know everybody loves J.J. Watt, but he's beat up. He's getting older, and he's pretty much given up on this season. Does it worry you, though, that, like, when they have to make these adjustments, like Lucas Patrick has to fill in and Billy Turner has to play out of position and Ricky Wagner has to get some run and Rodgers doesn't get touched and he leaves with a clean jersey, that maybe that Goot and some of the front office guys see that and they're like, you know what? Maybe we could just make do on the cheap with John Runyon Jr. and we could draft a couple more guys. Because that has been, like, how the Packers do business with Ted. And now we'll see what Goot does. But, I mean, if Goot's really just a disciple of Ted or, you know, his protege, I wonder if they're actually going to pay David Bakhtiari. Like, I think that's a legitimate question.
$20 million is a lot of money.
I mean, Josh Sitton, TJ Lang, think of all the offensive linemen that the Packers have let walk in their prime as they got close to that 30-year mark. You know, I wanted TJ Lang back. Hell, I wanted Brian Bulaga back. And you know what? They made the right decision not bringing Brian Bulaga back. He's so good, but he's just always injured. He's injured right now.
I wish that David Bakhtiari would do for Green Bay what Window Select does for their customers.
He's not going to.
I wish he would say, hey, you buy 1 year, you get one free. So for every year you sign me to an extension, you get a free year. I wish you would do that.
Can you get Bakhtiari for like $50 million?
Because Window Select has a buy one, get one for you guys on the windows. Window Select, buy one, get one free on the windows. Check them out, windowselect.com. Again, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. You buy a window, you get a free window. That deal continues at windowselect.com, and they'll make it even more affordable for you because you don't have to pay them anything, for 12 months. 12 months. Windowselect.com, the deals are great, but the product's even better. Located in Menominee Falls, these guys spend so much time making sure that they have a window, door, siding. They'll do all that for you. That is up to your standards and then beyond. They back it all with a double lifetime warranty. This is high-quality craftsmanship, high-quality product, high-quality windows, energy efficient too, so some of the heating and cooling costs throughout the year are going to be lowered because you've got better windows now to keep it in. It's going to actually keep that air in. It's energy efficient. That's been a real big development in this window game, I'll say, the last few years. And they're at the top of it, Window Select. Check them out. They back it all.
Who scored it up for you in your fantasy league this week? Who just killed your team this week and sent you to the loss column? It's Who's Hot and Who's Not on the Bart Winkler Show, presented to you by Window Select. Right now, buy one, get one free, plus no payments for a year. Call Window Select today, 262-703-3500.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 1250 AM, The Fan. Falcons, Panthers last night. Curtis Samuel, big game. Couple of touchdowns. Only had four catches, but did score with a reception and also ran one in, which I was happy about, but also upset about. I won some money on FanDuel last night, happy about that, but Mike Davis was my MVP. I needed a bigger night from him. I had Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Curtis Samuel, Hayden Hurst. These guys all scored points, but I had Mike Davis as my MVP. I thought the Panthers would give him the ball more. He was running very well, but for whatever reason, they chose Teddy Bridgewater 2 yard outs. I did not have that. So I won a few bucks last night. Happy about that, but could have been a little more. Got me fired up, though. The Sunday Millions coming up this week, and I'm trying to figure out who to set my lineup there. I like what Kevin Payne said. He's our fantasy guy. He joins us on Thursdays. He writes a FanDuel column every week as well. I like Brandon Ayuk. He's cheap, $5,900. I think I like a Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews stack, even against the Steelers. I think I'm going to go with that, and then I just got to fill in some of the other pieces. Maybe I'm going to go with Devontae. He's the most expensive receiver, but I'm going with him. And then I'm going to have to fill in like a Gus Edwards or something like that. But Brandon Ayuk I'm building around, and then I am going to go with, even though it's against Pittsburgh, on FanDuel, I'm going to go Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews.
Yeah, you're going to go with Lamar Jackson at the quarterback position. I was set on Aaron Rodgers against this Viking secondary, inexperienced secondary. You saw what Rodgers already has done to him on the road in Minnesota. Now they get him at Lambeau Field. I think the secondary's improved a little bit. I still expect a big day from Aaron Rodgers, but I'm looking more for value. I like Joe Burrow, who scored 4 touchdowns in Week 7 in a loss to the Browns. Burrow, over 34 points in Week 7, the second most of any quarterback on Sunday's main slate, 15 more than Numberfire's projection even had him at. Now he gets Tennessee next. You know I'm really high on the Titans. I'm not in love with their secondary or defensively. I think Joe Burrow has a monster game at the quarterback position, and I'm also looking at Devontae Adams. He's going to get 15 to 16 targets in this game against Minnesota.
Burrow's a little cheaper than Jackson. He's at 7,600. He'd be a good stack with Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd's been playing well, so that could be something there.
What do you like at the running back position this week? Because
I'm trying to figure out what's going on in Baltimore. Otherwise, right now I'm penciling in Kareem Hunt.
I really like Edwards-Helaire, even with the addition of Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, but it's him against the Jets.
Taking on the Jets, who I believe have like the 26th ranked defense at the moment. I mean, if you want to get I'm so tempted every week to just select Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
But it's just so expensive. And then I really like, I hate to do it because I'd be betting against my own team, rooting against my own team, but Delvin Cook, expensive. But the Packers, the 32nd ranked defense, Delvin Cook always at least rips off one big run against them. But looking like for value picks, I've been playing Jonathan Taylor a lot in Indianapolis. And then Jamal Williams, still there pretty cheap. 7 Gs for Jamal Williams. I really like him at home against Minnesota. You look what he did last week, not only running the football for over 70 yards, but they're targeting him in the passing game as well.
So that's my Sunday million lineup, $444 to enter, $4.50. You can find me on there. Winks Go Pack is my name. Winks Go Pack. You can find me on there. I got a text from my brother the other night. I woke up. It said, Yusuf killed me. I was like, what? Oh, Yusuf is one of the names on the guy on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Because there's a free Bachelor contest or Bachelorette contest. I took one of the Blakes. I don't even watch the show. I play the FanDuel. They have a free contest every week. So I would avoid Blake M. I think Blake M got removed. I'll have to look when I do my dating one this week on FanDuel.
I love FanDuel because my year-long fantasy team is already a mess with COVID and with injuries. That's why I love daily fantasy. I can just start over every week fresh.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, we're going to start over on our picks. Week 8, we'll have those next, plus trivia all coming up on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.